soon to a...
A man has seen every... Hell comes to Huntsville.
Welcome back to Hell Comes to Huntsville, a very interesting day. It is going to be. We've had a lot going on this month in the world of horror. We've had some slashers. We've had some goopiness going on. A lot of slop.
Mm-hmm.
Some murderous cars. We've had murderous insects. We had bees showing up in our very first episode. We got bees showing up again today, and apparently, we also are going to have grasshoppers showing up today. Leanne Foster.
Yep.
My co-host on Huntsville Home Video.
Whom you love.
Who I do and adore and respect as a human being. Even when... We sent you home yesterday with the homework of watching 1978's The Swarm.
Yes.
And what... What did you watch, Leanne?
Well, you, girl, one of your favorite gals over here. I looked up and Googled the Swarm to see where I could watch The Swarm, and I found The Swarm and saw where I could watch The Swarm on Netflix. And so I did so, and it seems as though I watched the 2021 The Swarm instead of the 1978 The Swarm. So different swarms brought to the table today.
It's going to be a point counterpoint. It's going to be all swarm all the time. We are covering different generations of the swarm.
Yep.
Apparently
different countries,
here today. Yep.
Nationalities. Yes.
So Leanne going to be talking about 2021's The Swarm.
Yep.
Myself, along with our buddy over from America's Barley Basket, Marlon Wells. He and I will be talking about some killer bees today. Marlon, how you feel about this?
I am hype for this unexpected double feature.
It's a double feature of shit. Fuck.
I just want to apologize publicly for my shortcomings. You know, we just Googled and went with it. We just took the one at the top of the list, and I went, "Oh, Netflix," and that's what I did.
Man, like,
oh, fuck.
I think we're gonna have questions. It's like Marlon and I delve into this film.
I'm a little bummed that this was the one I fucked up, because I feel like we've been really hype about the other one, or y'all have been hype about the other one.
Yeah, because if you listen yesterday, Marlon wanted to watch it knowing that it is considered one of the worst movies of all times.
Mm-hmm.
Just a clunker 9% on Rotten Tomatoes. And
got
then,
it.
A movie about killer bees. Mm-hmm. You apparently watched the movie about bloodthirsty grasshoppers.
I apparently also wasn't paying attention to Marla yesterday, and I apologize for that, dear sir. I was off in my own world, apparently, while y'all were talking.
Whereas if I suggested that movie, you'd have been like, Jack, you need to enunciate better.
True.
I see how it is.
That's true.
I see where your bread's buttered.
Yep.
Totally fine. I am excited to hear about this movie that I didn't see. Like, I still want to hear what Leanne has to say about a completely different movie that the other two of us didn't watch.
Yep.
That's what I am into. It goes without saying, I am into this train wreck.
Yep. Two movie reviews for the price of none here on Hell Comes to Huntsville today.
What you get.
So Marlon, let's fire it up with the movie that we watched, the correct movie, the movie that you wanted. You said you wanted to watch this horrible fucking piece of shit, a movie that Michael Caine considers the worst thing that he's ever done. What did you think of it?
I went in knowing that and expecting that, and that is what I got. This movie is not good at all. This movie is horrifically longer than it needs to be. It has branches of its storyline that don't go fucking anywhere. It is hokey and has some good bad effects. There are a couple of things I like. I like Michael Caine. even in a bad movie, I like Michael Caine. I like the aesthetic. This is an incredibly specific thing. I like the aesthetic of barely ahead of its time technology in 70s movies. You give me a big room that is all just bleepy bloops and blinking lights yep. and radar dish swooshes. Like, I am so into that aesthetic that I found plenty to like, that when I scrape it all together, I look back and I say, I didn't hate this, but it's not good.
You are correct. It is not a good movie. Over 2 hours long.
Over 2 hours.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay.
And it going in knowing that it was one of the worst movies of all time, mm-hmm. that it was like horribly reviewed. I actually found myself loving this movie.
Of course.
There's a lot to love.
There is. It's one of those movies that is so bad that it's kind of enjoyable. I was laughing for all the wrong reasons. Over the top fucking scene chewery from like everyone in this movie.
Okay.
Some great over dramatic fucking bee attack bits that just had me howling. I'm like, this is the best unintentional comedy ever.
Okay.
Yeah. It used to be my before this, my favorite unintentional comedy, Forrest Gump. I laughed at that movie so fucking hard.
What? That's terrible.
What? Hang on. What in Forrest Gump really gets a hold of you?
Everything. Like,
is it the AIDS? Is it the AIDS?
It was Hep C.
Was it Hep C?
It was
Hep C. She didn't have AIDS?
No.
Oh, well, shit. Okay, now it is
common
funny.
Oh,
I watched the wrong movie and I'm ill-informed.
Okay. All right. You get a couple more of those. And then we're done.
No, Forrest Gump just really like hit my funny bone hard.
Terrible.
And so did 1978's The Swarm. There's one shot in this movie that I fucking love, and it's so good. It's so bad, but it's so good. The bees have descended upon this town. They've come after a school, and there's like
I think we're on the same fucking page here.
Oh my God.
Go on.
Are these natural bees or man-made bees?
Natural killer bees.
Okay,
they're natural,
all right.
Natural killer
bees. Yep. Okay, got
and
it.
And they have just formed a gigantic swarm.
Okay.
They're trying to figure out how to contain this fucking natural progressing swarm.
All right.
And so there's...
Fuck. Oh my. I'm so pissed. I'm so bummed.
This old woman gets on a PA to announce that there are killer bees, and she's like the most calm, sweet grandmother. There are some killer bees that are swarming and they're coming, so please take shelter. And it's a wide shot of the bees just swarming on a school and like seven random children just drop. Like they die from the bee stings, and then it swoops in close and there's one kid laying there with like a giant round lollipop covered in bees.
Yep.
and I swear to God, the camera holds that shot for like 45 seconds longer than it needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Just this dead ass kid didn't even have half the lolly gone, just covered in bees. And that to me was the funniest shit I've seen all month.
Oh my God. It's like, you know, somebody was like, we got to put the lollipop there to make them understand the significance.
And someone thought, this is really going to hammer home the severity of these bees.
The fucking lolly.
43 years later, Jack Spade laughing his fucking dick off.
Little did they know.
My funniest laugh out loud moment of this movie came in the very next scene, where the aforementioned grandmotherly schoolmarm goes up to the window that has bees all over it, but she can still see out, and she sees this half dozen smattering of deceased children, and turns to the camera, like just barely doesn't look into it, and lays her head back against the window and puts the back of her hand to her forehead, and it lets out the worst soap opera-y fucking that you've ever fucking seen in your life. It is so good as the music rises, because oh my god, the tragedy. And she is just, she is full on like, oh, I got the vapors. Oh, how awful. Holy shit, I was dying. I was like, "You, this lady is eating it up."
Yeah. Everyone in this movie, just like catering was just serving up scenery for people to chew on. Yeah. That's what they got to eat on this movie.
That is amazing.
Whew.
So what was 2021 Swarm all about over there, Lily?
Let me tell you, first of all, I'm so bummed hearing how awesomely terrible your Swarm was. My Swarm was just terrible without any of the awesome. There are no fun bits. There's nothing that's so ridiculously bad that it's funny or endearing. I had a rough time with this one. That's my punishment for not paying attention.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a huge bummer.
So, the 2021 The Swarm is, first of all, it's French, and it's kind of badly overdubbed on Netflix.
Ooh.
Well, I have subtitles on because I can't hear. So that, I don't have a problem with the French. Let's just go ahead and throw that out there. I feel like I need to. But the overdubbing was different than the subtitles. Like,
oh good,
there was different.
Oh,
instead of just turning off the subtitles, I still needed them, and so then I was just comparing, and I was like, that's not right, that's not what they said.
Oh,
I
don't,
and I was trying to follow the wrong train of audio, so there was that. And it's there are no bees, but there are grasshoppers. And we get a lot of close-up shots on grasshoppers. We get a lot of work in with these grasshoppers.
The grasshoppers fuck you up?
Well, I don't particularly like them. And when we show swarms of them and loads of them and buckets full of them and big ass fucking bags full of them, you start to itch.
Okay.
You start to feel like they're in the house. So that was not pleasant. But basically, this my swarm was about a single mom who is raising grasshoppers to create like flour or grain out of the husk, out of the exoskeleton.
Okay.
In order to feed that to other farmers, like for their ducks and things like that. So that's what she's doing. And people find her strange because she's like the bug lady. Now, she's not an odd woman. She just has all these grasshoppers. She's not doing well until the grasshoppers start to eat blood.
Why do they start eating blood?
She gets mad because she, like, her grasshoppers aren't producing, so she starts to destroy her grasshopper tent where she raises these motherfuckers. And she ends up cutting herself. Overnight, they start eating the blood, and they start to grow and multiply. And so now we've got these bigger, badder grasshoppers who have now been bred to love the taste of blood.
We got vampire grasshoppers.
We got vamp hoppers is what
vamp
we got. Hop,
vamp hoppers. Oh,
and,
shit.
And so it's a movie with a lot of grasshoppers, and it's not extreme. Like, it's not crazy gory. Like, there are some good shots of blood and injuries and things. But it's all done as art.
I was just going to ask if it was
art. It's totally art. And like,
fuck.
She, like, the mom is desperate, so she like then begins to cut herself and essentially milk these fucking grasshoppers.
Oh, what the
and
fuck?
And it's all art. And just the shots are like if you took Midsommar and you combine, like, that's what it was like. It was like one of those, the way it was filmed. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Like 1978's The Swarm sounds like they went to go serious but ended up unintentional comedy. Mm-hmm. This just sounds horrible.
Yeah, it was not a fun time we had over at the Lele Foster compound. Oh, let me tell you that.
I don't know. I'm kind of on board. Like, I've kind of heard enough to where I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah. maybe when I don't have 1,000 movies to watch in a month, yeah, maybe I'll give that a try.
You know, it's less than 2 hours. It's 1:40.
I do feel like almost like we need to watch this now and you need to watch ours.
Swap it back.
Now, with everyone wanting a shared cinematic universe now, what mm-hmm. if we had the bees from 78's The Swarm versus the grasshoppers from 2021's The
Ooh,
Swarm?
Ooh, snap.
Ooh.
That could
Ooh.
Be fun.
Oh, it's Alien versus Predator. Whoever wins, we lose.
Oh, my yep. gosh. I don't know who would win. But don't bees, when they sting... Okay, so are these like regular bees? Don't they die when they sting? Or am I misinformed yes. on that as well?
Yep, that's the case. I actually have some historical context. I have some real deal student of history shit to tell you about this movie.
Oh my gosh, shit. I'm so glad you're a reader. Tell us.
Let me sit up here and I'm ready for class.
I'm right. I'm going to bring this back. I'm ready, Mar. Let's do it.
I got story time for everybody because I own a lot of hard magazines. In around about 1972, African honeybees were originally developed and bred in South Africa and then exported to Brazil because honeymakers there wanted some of them African honeybees instead of the American honeybee, which the African honeybee puts out a little more output. They work a little more during the day. They essentially get up earlier and stay up later. They're workers. They are also a little on the territorial side. They will fuck you up if you mess with them, like any bee will. But these ones are known for swarming into numbers and attacking that way if you fuck with them. But they were branded killer bees, or in America, African killer bees, because if you want to make something extra scary in America, label it black. So they started migrating, and then the media lost its shit and
what?
Was just like
the
killer
no,
bees
not the
are
media.
Coming.
I can't believe that.
Like the idea of killer bees. And because that's a phrase you've heard 1,000 times, killer bees, all stems from this. In the mid-1970s, when the U.S. Department of Agriculture put out a report about, hey, they're migrating a little. They're, you know, different from our bee, but they're pretty close. But they might, like, fuck up some of our bees because that falls under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's jurisdiction because it's honey. So they have the responsibility of reporting that kind of thing. And the media went bug fuck from newspapers to everything. There were articles everywhere of, oh my God, the killer bees are coming. And then the killer bees took fucking near 10 years to get here. I don't think they started showing up in America in way South Texas till about 1979. And by then we had all moved on to being scared of AIDS, which is like a real thing to be scared of. But because they took so long to get here, bee hysteria lasted like this huge 6-year chunk in America. And it was just, they were just constantly feeding the flames. Like, we heard they can attack on command. And we heard that they know to go for the throat because they're killer bees. Oh, I'm sorry. African killer bees. Ooh.
So is all of this essentially how we got the movie The Swarm?
Absolutely. This led to there's, if you've ever seen an image or a clip of John Belushi in a bee suit on Saturday Night Live, they were making fun of the killer bee hysteria happening in America in the late 70s. This led to The Swarm, which was a book before it was a movie. This led to The Bees, which is another fucking awful movie where the bees like take over and they communicate with this one scientist. And at the end of the movie, the bees run the world. You have this scientist standing in front of the United Nations being like, the bees say they're in charge now. And it's like this stupid, dark, wannabe fucking Twilight Zone ending where now the earth is ruled by bees. All of this stemmed from that. And eventually the bees showed up in 79. I think they killed like four people total since they've been here.
So isn't it ironic? I don't even think it's irony, but isn't it funny that this all sounds like that little blip of murder hornet hysteria that was a thing last year for all of like a month?
Well, it sounds like that and like Ebola and all good swine flu and like all of that combined.
Yeah.
But yes. Murder hornets were a thing.
And people always said during that murder hornet hysteria and like every other little minor hysteria, like people weren't always this stupid. Apparently we were. Apparently we were.
The modern example it reminds me of is the spooky caravan of immigrants that's coming. If you'll remember that from a couple years back, because that is like, we got to build a wall for these bees. Like it's exactly that, but bees.
Metaphors.
That was social studies 101 with Marlon.
Yay!
That was fascinating. Another fascinating element from this movie that also had me crack up. Marlon, maybe you did the same. When they went after the swarm with flamethrowers.
Fuck yeah.
And it's like, it's not like an army of dudes with flamethrowers. It's like four dudes with flamethrowers, and they're positioned in like odd spots on the camera.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, and while they're doing that, other characters are like running around them. They're like trying to evade the bees. It's like, the bee flamethrower. Fuck, damn near pissed myself.
Oh my God.
Were they in bee suits?
No.
Oh,
they're just military dudes with flamethrowers.
Yeah. And then like you get wide shots of like, oh, all of Houston, Texas is on fire because apparently these four guys are working real hard.
Yeah. Yep. It was so good.
Oh my God.
They fucked Houston up.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So how do they ever get rid of the bees? Do they get rid of the bees at the or?
They do. Or do they?
Oh, you're not going to tell me?
Oh, my God.
No.
No.
They do. Or do they?
Oh, that's the ending.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
God.
It is like, I've mentioned it before this month, you know, there are movies that were kind of designed to watch with friends and kind of riff on a little bit.
Okay.
This is absolutely one of those movies.
Well, I should have come over and watched it with you so that I could have watched the right thing.
Right? I would 100% watch this again with people.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'm like, hey, y'all want to get some sake drunk and watch 1978's The Swarm?
The Swarm.
You want to see a master class of overacting from all these people? You want to see some awesome flamethrower play? You want to see just like horrible bee swarm effects?
Mm-hmm.
It's so dumb, it's so good.
I didn't get any flamethrowers in mine, but I did get a big fire. They thought they were going to get all of the big multiplying grasshoppers and burn them all. But the problem was that they set the tent, you know, they're like in like these tents almost, or these like frames that are wrapped with like Visqueen or whatever, and so then they set those on fire, and then the grasshoppers begin to swarm, and then they create the swarm.
Are they like swarming while on fire?
No, they don't even get on fire. Do you want to know how they die?
Yeah.
Do you want to know how they die? So at some point, the swarm then, they want the mom's blood because they've been nursed on the mom's blood, you know?
Okay.
Because she's like, first of all, oh, we get a dead dog in this movie.
Nope, I'm out.
Get a dead dog. We're buying cow blood. All this shit. She hits her quota, so she starts nursing them herself, right? So then they spot her daughter. So they're like, oh, that's the same shit. That's that shit we like. So they start running after the daughter, and then the mother sacrifices herself out in a lake. And then they're out in a lake trying to get away. And then the grasshoppers dive in and they're attacking her, and they dive in after them. And then that's how they die. They die in
the
water.
They drown.
They drown. You can't get no traction. I don't care if you got six legs or not. You ain't got no traction. I don't think grasshoppers have six legs. But you ain't got no traction in that water. They died. They can drink blood. But they drown.
Hmm. Sounds like some bullshit.
It sounds like some art.
Yeah. Did it end with Finn?
F-I-N? It should have, but it did not. Is Finn French? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the end of my swarm movie. Oh. That was how we got rid of them. And then they're all gone. A couple people got eight, though.
They got eight, bro?
They got eight, bro.
God damn it. Yeah, because when I, like I said, when I was reading about our swarm, uh-huh, after the fact, that's when I saw this swarm come up. And like I said, I didn't know if it was a remake or whatever. I was like, oh, like I have it in my notes to bring that up, but apparently you did that for us.
Yeah. Well, there's no taking over a town. They're not really good. They really don't get off of this lady's farm, really. We don't go venture out. We don't start. Really, we don't kill townspeople. It just happens on the farm, and then they get out, and then they drown. And that's it. And then the mother and the daughter come back together, and it's like, ah.
Pretentious art shit.
Yeah, no shit. Mm-hmm. Not entertaining at all.
Damn,
I kind of wish, I wish I'd have paid attention. I wish I'd have seen the other swarm.
Damn, that's...
You still can. It's not too late.
Yep. I mean, you've only got like 9 more movies to watch before the end of the month.
I'll get it in there.
Get one more in there. Yeah. Yeah. And you come back, you'd be like, oh my God, guys, it was so bad, but it was so great. So much better than 2021's The Swarm.
Le Swarm.
Le Swarm.
I hope... You know, it was announced like recently that Michael Caine has retired from acting or whatever. I don't know if that's actually true or not. There's a couple blips on the news feeds. But I really would like, and like Marlon said, he considers this to be one of the worst things he's done. I enjoyed this movie way more than Jaws: The Revenge.
Mm.
You've seen that one, yeah?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrible,
fuck
horrible
that movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck it all up its rubber shark ass. Just. Duh.
I like Michael Caine a lot. And he said, I read an interview that he was kind of on the fence about doing The Swarm until he saw some of the other people who signed on to it. In particular, Henry Fonda. What is Henry Fonda doing in this movie?
Henry Fonda's in this movie? Holy shit.
For the time, it's a pretty banger cast. Like Richard Chamberlain is in it. Patty Duke, Slim Pickens.
Shit.
Like, yeah.
Slim Pickens was a fun surprise.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, just like, it's a movie that for the time and for the concept could have actually been a decent, you know, kind of natural horror movie. Because you had a lot of disaster movies coming out around this time.
Okay.
You know, like your Poseidon Adventures, your Towering Infernos, and what have you. They wanted to go more a natural predator type movie with this one, with the bees. I mean, on paper, it could have been good.
Right.
It just really wasn't. But in turn, made it kind of good. Like this way, I know you're not super familiar with Mystery Science Theater 3000. Mm-mm. This is absolutely an episode of MST3K that they could do, just sit around and riff on it.
I spent the whole thing thinking the same thing. Like about 20 minutes in, I'm like, if they haven't done this one, they really should.
Yeah. Yeah, or their the what their riff tracks, I think, are the ones that they do now sometimes. Yeah, we should look and see if they have, because this is absolute riff tracks MST3K gold.
Yeah, it's outstanding. And I've said before that I'm not someone who usually like gets in on the cheese and like, oh, this is so bad, it's great, you have to watch it because it sucks so bad. But fucking chalk this one up on the exceptions list.
Yep.
Because I enjoyed this movie,
uh-huh,
realizing full well that it is boiled garbage.
Buddy fucking samesies. Well, Marlon, give us some final thoughts on our The Swarm.
The Swarm of 1978, starring Michael Caine, is real bad. It's real fucking bad, but a bad that you can enjoy. I don't know what is happening with Michael Caine's hair in this entire movie. It's not a good look. Frankly, all of the 70s male hairstyles in this movie, pretty cringy.
Yep.
I like a lot of the aesthetic, in particular that like that military tech aesthetic of the 70s. When they first walk into the airbase in that big room where it's like, this whole room is a computer. Everyone sits at their station. So fucking good. Love the aesthetic. It's bad. We get like 40 minutes of screen time dedicated to a love triangle that you don't care about, just for all three of them to die in a train wreck when the bees kill a train.
Yeah.
top tier. Fucking mwah. Fucking chef's kiss. The bees, let's tally it up. These bees destroy two military helicopters, an entire passenger train, and a nuclear power plant.
Uh-huh.
Whoa!
Outstanding. Just fucking top tier nonsensical bullshit.
Them bees straight up murked so many people.
Yeah.
Damn!
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That whole train sequence was great.
Oh my god, it's so good. Like the train rolling down the hill, exploding for nearly no reason.
Yeah. Very clearly, like it cuts from like interior train of people. Oh my god, we're falling! To exterior of like a toy train,
like a
being pushed down the side of a stucco mountain.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah.
They devote so much time to things that deserve almost no time. It's bonkers how wild this movie is. This movie, significantly better than Malignant. This movie, significantly better than Dead Alive. This movie, significantly better than The Monster Squad.
I fucking knew that was coming, you son of a bitch.
I didn't know it was coming.
Three out of five, baby.
Three out of five?
3 out of 5, right in the middle of the road.
I positively loved just the over dramatic acting from everyone. Literally everyone in this. If they have a line in this movie, it is delivered with, if they were sincere, my god, go to acting class.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that a lot of people in this movie are like, oh, okay, so it's going to be this, okay, this type of movie? All right, well, let me get wild with it, baby. The bees. Yeah, great over-the-top acting. Great aesthetic, like Marlon said. I really enjoyed that, as he put it, the bleep bloop blops. Which, yeah, that's 100%. Just the over-dramatic reacting to everything. Like, you can't just move out of the way of the bees. You have to damn near cartwheel your way.
Like, and throw yourself.
Yeah, somersault your way over this table. And
wow.
So good. Yeah, I, too, will give it a unintentional 3 out of 5.
Wow.
Better than Malignant. I would watch this one again before I watch Dead Alive.
Okay.
But in no way, shape, or form better than Monster Squad.
Still staying out of that.
Just had to clarify, right?
Leanne Foster, some closing thoughts on 2021's Le Swarm.
Le Swarm. I'm super bummed I did not get to see this your swarm. I didn't get to see that one. I got no nuclear power plants. I got no trains doing shit. I'm really bummed about that. Some of it was pretty because it was Le Art, but other than that, it was just I think they were trying to tell you, like, this single mother, this mom has it so bad in the world today that she's got to milk bees from her own wounds kind of thing. Grasshoppers.
We
right.
had the bees.
Yeah, sorry. Now they're getting confused. So,
now
yeah.
you've conflated the two into the same movie.
It's a lot going on over here. I wish they would have made it crazy. Then it would have been awesome. But I didn't need grasshopper art at all.
Grasshopper art.
No. And I think I got like two or three dead people and a goat and a dog. That was it. That's all I got. I needed more death.
Well, let me tell you, we had plenty of it in 1978.
Right. So I will go back to watch your destructional swarm. But my Le Swarm, I will give it shit. I don't know numbers in French, motherfucker. I don't know anything in French other than Le.
Un, de, trois, quatre,
fuck
cinq,
you.
Six.
That's wrong. I don't believe you.
No, that's 100% accurate.
Shit, I don't believe you. What'd you say?
Un, de, trois, quatre, cinq, six.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe it either. I don't believe
you
it either.
You motherfuckers. Mm-mm. Hold up. Googling.
I don't believe Jack knows French.
French?
Oh, we're fact-checking? We're fact-checking on the podcast?
I swear to God, if this is accurate, I will milk my own set of grasshoppers. Fuck you!
Start milking them fuckers, bitch! Un, de, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix.
Turn that around. Dix? Dix?
You can suck my 10.
Oh my God. I want to give it a 10 just to say this is dix. I will give it an un out of cinq lestaros.
Jesus Christ.
Un.
Sink. You don't know French? How do you know French?
Because I know a lot of things.
Okay. I can't argue. I got no clout here. I got no clout today. I got nothing.
Yeah, fuck you. You're not. That's not even real. Those aren't real words. God damn it. This has been a fucking capital episode of Hell Comes to Huntsville, my friends. Real fun time today.
Was fun.
What's that?
It was fun. I loved
good
hearing
time.
About your swarm.
I didn't so much care for what you had going on over there with the
don't
milk.
Don't worry, I didn't either.
Okay. As you
if you
gave
remember,
it an un.
I give it an un out of sink.
I don't know. I'm pretty curious about the Vamp Hopper movie.
I mean, I have to watch it just to satisfy my curiosity.
I don't want to toot my own horn or my abilities, but I think I made it a lot better than it was.
Yeah,
I did. Honestly.
Well, let's fire up another movie for tomorrow. We still got to get through all 31 days. Marlon, why don't you pick another one? Very clearly and carefully explain it for Leanne.
Talk slow so I can keep up.
What should we watch tomorrow?
I am going to bring another...
Slow down.
Another, like... personal, I really want to watch this one, so I'm going to bring it to the table and fight for it to get on the list. It's from 2013. Do you have a pencil? It's
yep,
from 2013.
Yep, 2013.
It is directed by Bobcat Goldthwait, who I adore, and it is called Willow Creek.
A Bigfoot movie.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Mm. Bigfoot,
got it.
Not the Loch Ness Monster. Bigfoot.
That's what I had in my head, too.
She comes back. I watched that Loch Ness Monster movie from, it's French. It's not very good. Like, this just keeps happening.
Le Ness.
They said, meet me at trois. And I said, fuck, that's three. I know that now. God damn it, Jack.
Dicks. Ten.
Oh, fuck. We're falling apart. This might be the best episode.
Yep. Who'da thunk?
Who'da thunk?
After everything that we have reviewed over the last fucking 22 days, this was our banger episode.
Wow, me dumb.
Yeah, it's true. Let's talk
all
about
right,
Willow.
That's your last one.
Till tomorrow when you come back spewing. I watched that Yeti movie. Fuck. It was in the woods, not the mountain. Fuck. Damn it.
2013. Bobcat Goldthwait. Willow Creek. Bigfoot.
You got it.
I got it.
Very good. Knuckle tap that son of a bitch. We'll be back tomorrow chatting about Bigfoot, baby. Willow Creek on deck for tomorrow. Until then, follow us, Huntsville Home Video, over on our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and
TikTok. At HSV Home Video.
And our boy Marlon Wells from America's Barley Basket on loan to us for the month from America's Barley Basket. We do appreciate Nathan Folsenbach, your co-host, sharing you with us. Marlon, where can the good people hear some of your ramblings about The Simpsons?
They can find us on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Barley Basket USA, and they can find us on their podcast app of choice with a piping fresh new episode every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Go get them. And until then, be kind and rewind.
Yo, literally everything is full of bees.